Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for December 11th, 2023. I am your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous editions of both JLN and JLN Options, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. CME Group announced plans to unify its two non-deliverable forward, or NDF, liquidity pools on the EBS market platform into a single trading venue by October 2024, subject to regulatory approval. This move aims to create a unified global NDF trading environment, enhancing market efficiency and strengthening EBS's role as a central hub for NDF liquidity and price discovery. The consolidation is expected to improve access and liquidity for traders worldwide, marking a significant step in the evolution of NDF trading. If you're interested in options, you might want to explore Cboe LiveVol's tutorial video series designed to help you understand and make the most of their platform. These tutorials cover various aspects of the platform, including an overview, user guide, customization options, components, layouts, data filtering, and more. One particular focus is on the Trade Optimizer feature, which can be a valuable tool for option traders. Cboe LiveVol is known for its role in U.S. options analytics, offering insights into trading activity and potential opportunities in the options market. Whether you are new to Cboe LiveVol or an experienced user, these tutorials provide practical insights and tips to enhance your understanding and usage of the platform. To access these informative videos, go to a link in today's newsletter. Citadel founder and chief executive officer Ken Griffin will be a presenter at MFA Network 2024, which runs January 29th, 2024 to February 1st, 2024 at the Loews Miami Beach Hotel, Miami Beach, Florida. Wilmer Hale is looking to hire a Futures and Derivatives Counsel, or Senior Associate, in the Washington, D.C. offices. If you like working with the CFTC, this job could be for you. Carl Luft, DePaul University Emeritus Professor of Finance, posted to LinkedIn that he is now the retired academic director of the DePaul University Arditi Center for Risk Management at the DePaul Dryhouse College of Business. Michael Fastnacht, Chief Marketing Officer for the City of Chicago and President and CEO of World Business Chicago, announced his resignation on LinkedIn as President and CEO of World Business Chicago. He will support that transition to a new leadership team until February of 2024 and intends to remain on its board afterwards. Henry Schwartz, Vice President, Global Head of Climate Engagement Data and Access Solutions at Cboe Global, posted to LinkedIn on Friday that total 2023 option volume topped 10.41 billion contracts today, beating the 2022 all-time record with 14 trading days to go. There's much left to negotiate on the last days of COP28, the global climate talks underway in Dubai, UAE. Every day, the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, publishes the Earth Negotiations Bulletin, a daily report detailing outcomes and events from the convention. Read today's update and subscribe to it with the link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were GameStop options traders pile into hedge against 760% gain from Yahoo Finance. JP Morgan expects stocks volatility to climb in 2024 from Bloomberg. Merix files for U.S. listing in blow to London stock market from the Financial Times. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have our first video from FIA Asia 2023. SGX CEO Lo Boon Chai discusses strategic initiatives and market trends at FIA Asia Conference, interviewed by JLN's Robert Lothian. Lo Boon Chai, CEO of SGX, was interviewed by Robert Lothian of John Lothian News at the FIA Asia Conference in Singapore and addressed several key topics driving growth at SGX. Boon Chai emphasized SGX's strategy to invest in new mineral contracts, particularly in partnership with Indian businesses, as part of its commodity suite. You watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, Canada tackles methane emissions from cow burps with credit plan. Canada announced a plan to encourage farmers to reduce emissions from cattle through a credit trading system, the latest climate change initiative introduced by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government. The Reducing Enteric Methane Emissions from Beef Cattle proposal would grant farmers who reduce methane emissions generated by cow burps to earn credits that can be sold to other businesses to meet their own emissions targets. My comment. Dad joke of the day. Why did the cow join the credit trading system in Canada? Because it wanted to earn Mooney from its burps and become a true climate conscious stakeholder. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, What I Have Learned in 37 Years of Financial Journalism. Amid all the recurring crises, a few universal constants will always apply. From Jonathan Guthrie. When I started my career as a financial journalist in the new year of 1987, a few city gents still wore bowler hats. As I prepare to retire at the end of the year, neckties are the endangered male sartorial flourish. Financial services back then consisted of intermediaries connecting the bosses of companies with investors to form capital via public markets. That territory has shrunk as indexation, automation, and private capital have expanded. But a few universal constants will always apply. I was blithely ignorant of these as a cub reporter. They have come into sharp focus since. My comment. Had I stayed in journalism my whole career, I would have had them beat as I started as a reporter 39 years ago with Knight Ridder / Commodity News Service. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was a video from May Habib, Kirk McCowan, and Don Wilson discussing how technology drives innovation from the Milken Institute, the new economy transforming challenges into opportunities. Second was from the Financial Times, Merix files for U.S. listing in blow to London stock market. Our third most read story was from the Wall Street Journal, broker Merix burns London with planned U.S. IPO. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the New York Times. The power vacuum at the top of the crypto industry. A year ago, Sam Bankman-Fried and Changpeng Zhao ran two of the largest crypto companies. As they grapple with legal woes, others are jockeying to lead the industry's next chapter. The price of Bitcoin is surging again. Major financial firms are showing renewed interest in digital currencies, and crypto fanatics are celebrating the end of a long period of depressed prices and business collapses. But the sudden explosion of optimism has come at a turbulent moment for the cryptocurrency industry. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, A spot Bitcoin ETF is easy. What comes next could get dangerous. The crypto rally has broadened beyond Bitcoin, but a flood of institutional money into markets such as Ether could come with unexpected risks. Giving fund managers easy access to Bitcoin is already a contentious topic for regulators. It is nothing next to the Pandora's box that could be opened with its crypto peer Ether. The price of Bitcoin has surged roughly 14% this past month to around $42,000. Investors believe U.S. regulators will soon greenlight exchange-traded funds, or ETFs, that hold spot Bitcoins, bringing billions of dollars into the market. And then finally, here's another story from the New York Times. The headline, EU agrees on landmark artificial intelligence rules. The agreement over the AI Act solidifies one of the world's first comprehensive attempts to limit the use of artificial intelligence. European policymakers agreed on Friday to a sweeping new law to regulate artificial intelligence, one of the world's first comprehensive attempts to limit the use of the rapidly evolving technology, which has wide-ranging societal and economic implications. The law, called the AI Act, sets a new global benchmark for countries seeking to harness the potential benefits of the technology, while trying to protect against its possible risks, like automating jobs, spreading misinformation online, and endangering national security. The law still needs to go through a few final steps for approval, but the political agreement means its key outlines have been set. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.